Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thumma salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-Tahirin. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. In this episode, we are going to talk about another beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, in which the Prophet says that وَمَنْ رَمَى مُحْسَنًا أَوْ مُحْسَنَةً أَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَهُ وَجَلَّدَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ وَتَنْهَشُ لَحْمَهُ حَيَّاتٌ وَعَقَارِبٌ ثُمَّ يُؤْمَرُ بِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. The Prophet says that the person who accuses falsely a chaste man or a chaste woman of indecency, وَمَنْ رَمَى مُحْسَنًا, مُحْسَن mean a chaste man, أو مُحْسَنَةً, a chaste woman, أَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ أَمَلَهُ. If someone accuses falsely a pure, let's say, man and woman, an innocent man and woman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invalidates all his good deeds. Ahbata means invalidate. All his deeds, amalahu, deeds, good deeds. وَجَلَّدَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and on the day of judgment, 70,000 angels lash him from the front and behind, and continue to do so till the order is passed for him to be put in hell. So that's why, dear brothers and sisters, we have to be very much careful and cautious. About what? About this, that we should not level false accusation against the innocent people. Because this is the most worst sort of sin that one can commit. Because if you commit this kind of sin, we will be absolutely punished severely by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Because of what? Because in this case, you level a kind of accusation against someone who is innocent, who is sinless, who is infallible, making no mistakes, committing no sins. Then if you accuse him, of course, it has a very severe punishment on the day of judgment, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish such a person based on this saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says that then وَجَلَّدَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلِكٍ. Let's say 70,000 angels lash him from behind, and let's say from front, then actually this punishment continuously will be performed for this person until the last order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to him or her, which is that he should be sent to the hellfire. For finally, after this lashing, or by the 70,000, angels, then he will be ordered to be sent to the hellfire. Why? Because of accusing falsely a chaste man or a chaste woman. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد.